mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another supermassive broadcast for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Monday, the 16th day of May, 2005. We'll be live for the next 2 hours and 59 minutes, 10 seconds. Coming up, Michael Rivero from one of the biggest websites on the web, whatreallyhappened.com, will be joining us to talk about the latest 9/11 revelations, as well as what's really happening in Iraq with his forecast on what we'll see there in the next year. In the third hour, we talked to him before he left town to Germany for the Bilderberg Group meeting a month ago. We're going to have him back on. He just got back last week from the Bilderberg Group meeting, and I'm going to have a chance to play that CNN Europe clip where they go, oh, yeah, the Bilderberg Group wants world government, but that's good. See, just now it's out in the open and being admitted. So Jim Tucker in the third hour. We'll also have open phones throughout the broadcast today. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. The website's freshly updated for you daily, multiple times daily. Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Superpower behind Burma blast. The Burmese government's coming right out and saying, yeah, U.S. government, we've got our informants, we've analyzed the explosives, we know who's funding them. These terror attacks that are killing dozens each time. This is your government. No, it wouldn't be the government. Former advisor and thief Sandy Berger expects another domestic terrorist attack. Why, he's surprised it hasn't happened yet. And, of course, you've seen the slaughter throughout the weekend starting Friday in Uzbekistan. A couple thousand people wanted to protest, a country where the leader actually boils people in oil for fun, where our government ships people for torture. And nice AP photos of checkpoints, people being searched at roadside checks. Like America, you know, it's freedom, except the border is wide open. And Bush is like, well, it's bad what's happening, but they have to do it. And they have their own little Tiananmen Square, and they've killed 500 people. And, well, that's Uzbekistan. Of course, Putin supports Uzbekistan, too, because Putin's a man Bush can trust, a man with a soul he's been able to look at. Bill to seize homes that contain illegal guns. That means there's you've got a magazine that's got too many rounds, or you didn't register that gun properly, and, well, you're just going to lose your house and your car. Asset forfeiture seizure. It won't just be drugs now. It'll be guns. All part of the new freedom. And this is nothing but prize money or booty or spoils. The Romans did it. The British Navy did it. And it really gets your devil dogs going to get out there and grab all the goods, and we'll be covering it. Nicotine vaccine is set to snub out smoking, but it changes your body's autoimmune response to where your body basically attacks the nicotine. Very dangerous. They've got other vaccines that actually clog up your receptors themselves. They're talking about making mandatory. Very scary article out of the Times of London. Vicente Fox, of course, came out Friday and said, hey, Mexicans take jobs that blacks don't even want, which is very racist. And now he's having to apologize, and it's backfired on him. That's not true either, Fox. What happens is the illegal aliens, whether it be from India or Mexico, predominantly Mexico, drive wages down so low that people that have insurance or pay taxes cannot live within the normal system, and it's driving down the wages. So everybody wants these jobs, Hispanic Americans, black Americans, white Americans, whatever Americans. We're not living 10 to an apartment, 10 to a house, and it's simple. It's real simple. But there's a lot of racism in Mexico against blacks, and this just comes through here. We're taking jobs not even black ones. Folks, there's so much more. Hey, Dick Cheney in 08. I'm sure you've heard the news. And there's massive desertion problems in the military. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There's absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, second segment, 8 minutes, 15 seconds in. Michael Rivero from WhatReallyHappened.com will be joining us to talk about the latest revelations concerning 9/11 and the Iraq War, the torture, you name it. Third hour, Jim Tucker, fresh back. From Germany in the Bilderberg Group meeting, will be joining us with those revelations in the third hour. Wide open phones today. Well, in the first little five-minute segment, I went over just a small sampling of some of the news we'll be covering. Masses of troops going AWOL. The four branches of the service aren't, in some cases, getting half of what they need. And even lowered targeted numbers for recruitment for the military, the so-called all-volunteer force. We have all these new bizarre vaccines coming out that actually change brain chemistry so you, quote, won't use drugs or nicotine. Very dangerous. There is just masses of important news today. I want to get into the racist comments of Vicente Fox, El Jefe. I want to cover it all, but first thing I want to plunge into is Newsweek report on Quran matches many earlier accounts, and that's the headline from the raw story. The issue of Newsweek that just came out, or that they're setting to report, but they've already released a teaser last week, said that they put Qurans in the toilet at Camp X-Ray to terrorize the members of those two camps, because there's two camps. There's the general camp and then a CIA-based Camp Delta within Camp X-Ray. And then the story hadn't been out a day before Newsweek said, sorry, we reported wrong. It's not true. No Quran in the toilet. Now, I see this tactic over and over again. They will have the media report things that are true and then on purpose retract it to supposedly make the public think that everything's okay. But that's done domestically. Internationally, we even have the Pentagon war plan, propaganda plan on this, internationally with a program called P2OG, launched in early 2002, P2OG, type that in, you'll get AP, Reuters, UPI. We got the Rumsfeld plan, a $6.2 billion program a year, to go out and put out propaganda that will enrage the Arabs. So they'll put the propaganda out, it won't be discredited internationally, then Americans are told, oh, it wasn't true, so we feel like everything's okay, we go back to sleep, but meanwhile the whole world is enraged. And because we have Pentagon documents, we have Israeli documents, even back in the early 80s, they said, we want to take over Iraq, balkanize the place, have an endless civil war, it's perfect for this, we don't ever want to put a government in that's strong, we want ethnic strife, we want religious strife between the different subgroups of Muslims. This was the British plan 100 years ago, or to be accurate, 90 years ago. This is the plan today. This is what they're doing. And so you look at the quagmire that's Iraq, that was the plan. The Pentagon told them 500,000, 450,000 troops. We've had generals on talking about this. They said, we don't care, we're going to use 150,000 troops. They did things like one person shoots at them from a town of 5,000 people. They arrest every man down to age 11. They bulldoze every date palm, every tangerine palm, every olive grove. Bulldoze them. The people become outraged. 70% of the population was happy when the globalists took over. They could have fixed this thing and had a small insurgency. They didn't. You've got to understand. It's the same thing with education. It's designed to dumb you down. The worse it gets, the more funding because they're doing their job. The war on drugs is meant to fail because in failing they win. Triple the heroin, double the cocaine in the last 10 years, from 1 million in prison to over 7 million in prison. The globalists bring in the drugs, your kids use them, they put them in prisons, they work for 20 cents an hour, displaces workers, the drug dealers own the prisons, the cartels own the prisons, this is how it works. Again, you're not looking at it from the proper angle. Look, it was the CIA that released the photos to CBS News of the torture and the beating to death and the dogs. Okay? Then domestically we're told it's okay, we're further dehumanized and turned into basically evil minions of the globalists. Internationally, oh, it's an incredible outrage. Now, it's being reported. Look, 2 weeks ago, London Guardian, London Telegraph, London Independent, one of our own senior military men, well, we forget that General Rick Baucus, 2.5 years ago, was in the Rhode Island newspapers, left. He was the head of Camp X-Ray, and he said, we're torturing these people, and they're not even Taliban or Al-Qaeda. This is wrong. He quit. He left. General Rick Baucus, do we ever, you know, when the news questions this, do they ever bring him up? No. See, and I wish I had time to build all these articles and do all these stories and put all this data together. I only had time, folks. I have a drive to do this, but there's no way to do it all. We could post the articles from a week ago and 2 weeks ago where one of the top interpreters, a U.S. Army officer, was there when they were raping these people sexually. Everybody they've released, again, why are they releasing them? On purpose. They go tell the story. Talks about prostitutes coming in, doing things with blood, making men do things. I mean, it's in the handbook. We've now got the CIA handbook. Tabling, putting somebody on a table, strapping them down, sticking their head down into about a foot of water, normally full of feces and urine. I'm sorry, folks, but that's what they do. This is admitted. The new attorney general says they're allowed to do that. Okay, that's all public. His own words. That's all meant to get out. Do you understand that? And here domestically, they'll report it, then retract it. But it's not retracted internationally. Yes, it's going on. We got Rick Baucus. We've got this other officer 2 weeks ago. We've got the prisoners. It's not being denied. But for the general public to feel okay, see, the globalists have to release the news. So they release the news, they release the prisoners, but then domestically tell you it's not true. Well, we were reporting a year and a half ago that they do things to Korans with bodily functions. It's not just putting them in a toilet, ladies and gentlemen. The troops come in and they, I don't like to get into all this stuff, but, and they don't just defecate on the Korans. They put blood on them. I told you, they do little satanic chants, and these Muslims freak out. They think they're in hell, especially these Afghanis. Again, I talked about this last week. They're like cavemen, folks. They don't. Most of them don't even know where America is on a map. They've never left their village up on the, you know, some mountainside. And can you? And then they release these guys, and they go back, and it was hell. They are the devil. It is true. The blood, the devil. They do this, and it's P2OG. And our idiot, demonic jail guards that get hired and put into the military, they enjoy doing all this. Folks, it's all admitted. It's so sophisticated. Okay, that's one article, and I've just spent 10 minutes on it. I have literally got, I've never had this much news. It gets worse every week, every day. There is no way to properly cover all of this. Perhaps one of you, the listeners, would like to go to my website, prisonplanet.com or InfoWars.com, get the Rick Baucus articles from 2.5 years ago, get the article from last week. I don't even have time to call Paul Watson and tell him to do this, and he's going out to do something today. And my wife's sitting there trying to do this, and we got Ryan Slickheisen trying to do it. So many data pages, so much. I'm not whining. It's the frustration. Just to chronicle all the lies and then to analyze this. We know how to crack the code and how to expose their operations where it makes sense from their own documents, but it's just how to articulate it. But we need to get a page built that shows Rick Baucus, that shows the witnesses that have been released, that shows this latest military officer, to show the admissions of the Attorney General, who was the Chief White House Counsel, Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez. We need to get it all together in one spot and then write a little blurb about how the government brings this out on purpose with P2OG to show the, you know, a link when we make that claim. Every word has to be a link as we document, and then show the basic program, and then this is understandable. I mean, here's another example of why I'm frustrated. 4 or 5 months ago, they're having the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. And at the World Economic Forum, a CNN executive comes out, and this was all staged, and says, we've got reports they're targeting and killing our own journalists. And then that gets leaked, and they say to one of the head guys at CNN, well, what's your problem? Well, we want to see the facts. And the exec goes, on the spot, let me try to get them for you. Oh, see, he doesn't have them. It's all lies. He's fired. Well, wait a minute. Before the Iraq War, we have like BBC and AP where the Pentagon said they'd target journalists if they, quote, reported anything to the enemy. And then we've got him in front of the Baghdad Hotel, the tank aiming the Abrams and blowing up the Reuters floor, but the ninth floor. And we've got him driving up to people and killing them. We've got the admissions. We've got like 100 reports. It's not even debatable. The Pentagon said it. But see, when the media goes, where's the proof? And then they don't ever show any proof and go, see, there's no proof. I mean, they do this with everything, with torture, with all of it. We're like wallowing in proof of all of this. Now it's show us the proof. Rumsfeld and Bush said there were WMDs. And the media goes, well, there's really no proof. They never really said it. I've got probably 100 clips of it. I've played a few of them here. Do I have time to go through literally hundreds of VHS tapes where I tape the whole war? I need to get a bigger office. I need money to do that. I need to get a bunch of interns in to do it. But I got to go out and get the bigger office. And again, I can't do it all, folks. It's like we're trying to analyze the combined efforts of about 5 different governments who have upwards of 15 intelligence agencies apiece. I mean, how do I cover all the fake reporters, all the fake news, all the paid-for fake news? Because the news is only the tip of the iceberg. There's all the hundreds of pieces of propaganda in movies, comic books, dramas on TV. There's all that propaganda. How do you cover all that? It's just bottom line. You know they're a bunch of criminals. You've seen the evidence. And it makes my head swim. It makes it spin. We are deluged in an orgy of evidence. All right, I'm just going to come through and blitz through news and rapid fire when we get back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I have experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
My friends, I'm just so frustrated. There's so much corruption, so much pure evil. Just, we catch the globalists red-handed, kidnapping hundreds of thousands of women and children. We catch them red-handed putting poison in the food and water. We catch them red-handed with their own documents, how they're going to lie to us, how they're going to carry out terror attacks, how they're going to, I mean, it's really all public. And that's why they're coming out on CNN and going, Bilderberg Group does want world government, and they are the elite, but it's good. They're having to respond now because they've been caught. In the past, they just lie and deny. Now they just spin. Oh, yes, we're for world government. World taxation, it's good for you. Look at this. This is out of the BBC. And again, they had to report because the Burmese government went public. Superpower behind Burma blast. Burma's government says rebel trained abroad by superpower CIA were behind last week's bombings at three shopping centers in the capital of Rangoon. 19 people are known to have died in the blast, with 69 injured, and that's just the latest round. The explosives used were not available in the country, and the plot was funded by a world-famous organization, the military government said. The junta said it believes the attacks were led by the Thailand-based All-Burma Students Democratic Front. It's crystal clear that the terrorists and the time bombs originated from the training conducted with foreign experts at a place in a neighboring country by a world-famous organization of a certain superpower nation. And asked later about it, they said the CIA, and then they talk about all the money the U.S. government's funded and all the things they've done. Even though the minister refused to name the suspected country and organization, correspondents believe he was referring to the United States. And now a new report is out in Burma. They're saying it's the CIA. And, yeah, I mean, the CIA admittedly, over 300 times that I know of in their own public annals, they'll just put it on History Channel, Discovery Channel, like it's cool. Oh, yeah, they took them out. They did it. Wow. For freedom. They blew up those kids. Well, it's like the case of Mossadegh. Time Magazine Man of the Year. Viciously anti-communist. Secular. Christians thriving in Iran. Ran the Soviets out. Assassination attempts on him. And the U.S. and BP came to him, British Petroleum. This is all public. I'll never forget, about a year ago, I heard Roosevelt's grandson, the guy that ran it, Kermit Roosevelt. I heard them all on there. These were old recordings from the 70s. So how they carried out bombings and blamed it on Mossadegh. And they came to Mossadegh and they said, he will give us 100% of the oil. Mossadegh said, no, I'm going to keep 25% for our people, but you can have the oil. We'll still keep dealing with you, but you know, some of the money is going to go to the people. It's going to be free market. We're going to have some companies here. You know, guy wore a suit and tie. And the commies couldn't get him, but our government could. And they just said, well, enjoy yourself then. And our government hired 2,000 thugs. And for 2.5 weeks, they machine gun schools, bomb mosque, ran around desecrating mosques, screaming, Mossadegh, Mossadegh, up with Mossadegh, up with communism. And they got him, and then they put in the Shah, the young twit. And the rest is history. Massive crackdowns, incredible torture, incredible police state, and look what we have today. Because we have the government documents. They don't want freedom. They don't want republics. They don't want limited democracies in the Middle East. Anytime there is one, or in Africa, they send in slaughter forces to kill them. Okay, there's the facts about Iran today. You want to know why they hate us so much? And I had to hear Kermit Roosevelt and other sickos on NPR. And NPR was acting like it was good. Oh, how nice. Good for freedom. And they were admitting, well, Mossadegh was free market and anti-communist, but he just wouldn't give us all the oil. So we killed hundreds and just went around blowing everything up, shooting, bombing, killing, desecrating mosque, and blaming it on him. They had all the pamphlets printed up. They put in, of course, you know, populations like they're dumb here, dumb there. They just bought it. Out went Mossadegh and freedom, and went total tyranny. That's what Mossadegh got for trying to be free market and trying to be good to his people and kicking the communists out. Okay, I said, I've looked to the news, and that's one article. But, I mean, how can you not spend time on this? And what was it last week, BBC? They now admit CIA documents have been declassified, National Security Archives, that the U.S. government funded the bombing of at least one, it's really multiple, Cuban passenger planes to be blamed on people to have a police state. Blowing up men, women, and children, folks. Same old, same old. But don't worry. Former advisor Berger expects another domestic terrorist attack. Two former national security leaders say they are perplexed that suicide bombers have not targeted America on U.S. soils. Don't worry. Bush will do that, and then his controllers will, and then we'll have the national draft. They're cold-blooded killers. We got to have a draft. The threshold of entry into this business of suicide bombers is not very high, said Sandy Berger, who's a convicted thief, national security criminal in President Clinton's second term. So he's out fear-mongering for him, too. He got caught stealing top-secret, above-top-secret documents, and he got a slap on the wrist for it because he's another criminal. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Hour, Michael Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com. Hour after that, Jim Tucker, fresh back from the Bilderberg Group meeting, conclave. Your calls are coming up, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to cover a few more news items, and then we'll start going to your calls here in a minute. But I wanted to play this clip so you could hear the doublespeak. Go ahead and play those back-to-back, please.
Close the borders. Close the borders in California and all across between Mexico. The bottom line is I misspoke, and I'm sorry if that, you know, offended anyone, but it was a language problem because I meant securing our borders rather than closing our borders.
It's always the same thing from him. Oh, I'm so sorry I grabbed you there, ma'am. There's a language problem, and the media will go, tell us about you and Enron. Sorry, don't hear you. What was that? And it's just, he's such an idiot. And, again, it's what our government does. It's what they all do. Bush, I'm for the Second Amendment. Unless prescribed by law, and I'm going to appoint a bunch of anti-gun people, and he should be able to sue the gun manufacturers. And people go, well, I heard he's pro-gun, Alex. Well, actually, no, he's not. But do you want to see the facts? No, I heard him. It's all right. You know, well, we're losing the Second Amendment. Ah, shut up, anti-gunner. It's the same thing with Schwarzenegger. But speaking of the borders, tough immigration talk backfires for Vicente Fox. Mexican El Presidente Vicente Fox's latest bid to convince U.S. policymakers to ease immigration controls for Mexican workers may have backfired after his tough talk late last week was roundly condemned as racist. You know, I thought that when I heard it, but I just didn't even go there. And he went on to say, why Mexicans will take jobs and blacks don't even want. And that is such a fraud. A frustrated Fox lashed down on Friday at a new U.S. controls on immigration, but he ended up red-faced over his own words. I told you, you'll have all these articles about the illegals who are angry. Ooh, Bush is really doing something. Meanwhile, he pushes total amnesty bills, total worker programs. Anybody who's here is legal. Anybody who can get here for 6 years is legal. That automatically extends out if Congress doesn't stop it at that point. Allows companies to bring skilled and unskilled here even more. Computer people, you think you're getting, you know, $12 an hour when you were getting $50 an hour 10 years ago? Well, you think that's bad. The Indians will work for seven smackers an hour. How are you going to pay off your college bills, that $100,000 you owe for that software engineer job? You're not going to. And, of course, the government, Congressional Budget Office last year said the layoffs are going to get seven times greater by 2008 in high tech alone. And I remember 5-6 years ago, I'd get calls from, you know, computer programmers, software engineers, electrical engineers. Hey, Alex, I'm making $150,000 a year. You know, we need these unskilled workers. Nobody wants to pick the lettuce. Nobody wants to work at McDonald's. Nobody wants to clean houses. Nobody wants to be a nanny. Nobody wants to do carpentry work. Well, yeah, because if you went to college or you're paying insurance and you want a three-bedroom house for you and your wife and your four children, and you want to have at least one car that works, and you want to take off a week a year, you need to get $15 an hour roofing houses. But no, the illegal aliens will do it for $5 an hour, and they'll live 10 to a house. I'm not bashing them. This is just the facts of economic life. And so now, the once proud construction workers of this country that could have a good life, a good middle class life, can't do it. And it's every other industry. You thought you could be a telemarketer. You thought you could be customer service. I probably know 10 good friends who lived in nice little apartments, had a nice car, could go on a vacation. The husband and wife could both be customer service people. They could, you know, put a little money in for college to help their children maybe. You know, getting $15 an hour, $7 an hour, and it's only going down. I mean, folks, you cannot survive on $7 an hour. I was getting like $10 an hour in college, and I could pay for my apartment barely, pay for my car a little bit, and frankly, I'd sit there a couple times a year and go, Dad, can I have a little money when I make a little bit more? And I did. I paid my dad back after my dad supplementing me for about 2 years. I ended up paying him back years later. And that's when I was in college with a job on top of the, you know, with a 40-hour-a-week job on top of that. So, you know, so my dad supplemented to help pay for college, which a lot of people can't do because the parents don't have money anymore. All right, see, I'm going into that whole story. The American dream going down the tubes. And inflation's out of control. It's all bad. And it's very, very serious. Let me give you an example about this economy. Our audience roughly doubles every 2 years. My web traffic, my web listeners, the things we get indicators from. And I've lowered the prices of my videos, in some cases down to $5.95 a piece. We've cut the prices of the films about 45%, while everybody else is going up with inflation. Because my goal is to get the word out. But still, we don't sell as much as we did 2 years ago. With double the audience. Because and I've talked to all these other businesses. I go into CompUSA or computer places. They're empty. 5 years ago, they were jam-packed. Businesses are short. I'm ranting. I know I am. So notice, all these illegal aliens go, you know, hey, all open borders, but you don't like Bush, do you? Well, Bush is for the open borders. You got to get smart. I mean, the illegal aliens that have been here for 5-6 years are having their jobs taken by the new illegal aliens. Mexico's losing all its factories, and I mean almost all of them now. New ones aren't being built. A lot of them are shutting down to go to China and India. It's even hurting them. What's that going to do? Push even more up here. So, folks, this is deadly, deadly, deadly serious. Oh, man, how do I cover all of this? I want to go to your calls here in just a minute. I'm going to. I want to get into Uzbekistan and that Tiananmen Square-style massacre that our government's, well, maybe it's all right. I mean, you know, these are having to fight Al-Qaeda. And I want to get into, if you have a gun that isn't registered properly or a magazine that holds too many rounds and they're banning stuff left and right, they'll just seize your house. Yeah. And this is how the London Independent, the deserters, AWOL crisis hits U.S. forces. Gotta have that draft. Woodward calls Cheney a serious dark horse for the 2008 run for the White House. Deputies apologize for Los Angeles shooting where they shot a cop, ran over another cop. They were shooting their own people and then thought some white car driving by had done it, so they shot him. And they go, we don't apologize for shooting up the houses. We just apologize if it hurt your feelings. But we'd do it again. They actually said, we'd do it again. That's our apology. Yeah, spray, now it's 6 houses. A few years ago, it was spray a dozen houses. One house blew up and burned down. Shot 2 cops, killed 1. Nobody got in trouble for that. And they look like gang members up there. We apologize that it might have scared you, but we do it again. Unarmed guy is scared. And then now it's coming out. They just started shooting at him because they thought he was a... This has all happened to us, and I know it's happened to you. It might have probably happened to you. Let's put it to you that way. I know it's happened to me like twice. You're listening to music, bebopping along down the road. You know, the Red Red Robin with Bob, 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 and along. You're listening to something like that, a little attempt at humor. And all of a sudden, the cop is honking his horn, pulling up beside you. Pull over! I got behind you 500 yards ago. Why didn't you pull? And, they pull up behind you, and as they're driving up to you, you don't see the lights till they get right up on you, and by then they're throwing a fit, jumping around, screaming at you. That's happened to me twice. I get pulled over occasionally because I like got a lead foot, as it's well known. And usually I'll say, hey, I didn't know. And, well, I could arrest you for that. That happened once. The other time it didn't. But that's what happened here. I mean, just instantly they thought it was somebody who'd shot at deputies earlier. Vehicle fit the description, and so the guy doesn't immediately pull over, so they just open fire. I mean, sorry, we're on cell phones, we're listening to the radio, we're eating a ham sandwich. It's incredible. And cops, you know it's happened to you before, you don't notice somebody behind you. But hey, nowadays, that'll get you, now they're saying 200 rounds, no one knows. Let's just say this is a bunch of new taser deaths, 2 new taser deaths over the weekend. Charles in Louisiana, welcome, sir.
Hey, Thomas Jones.
Pretty good. Good to be talking to you, my friend.
Yeah, well, I wanted to tell you up here, maybe people are waking up. They put a tax on us that we didn't get the service for mosquito spraying. Nobody paid it. You know, nobody paid the tax.
Well, you got bad mosquitoes in Louisiana.
Yeah, well, but they're chewing the charges for last year, but we never got no service. You know, they started... Well, they said we're going to tax you, but we're going to start from last year. So nobody paid the tax.
Well, that's one of those services that's worse than the disease.
Yes, but what they're spraying you on, you know.
Yeah, I know. I've seen them drive by my house with just fumes everywhere. It doesn't even stop the mosquitoes.
No,
bad
no,
here,
just,
boy.
But anyway, people are kind of waking up down here, and I hope to God I had something to do with it. But now I want to say I got a DVD burner, so I'm going to start putting more tapes out than never before now.
Well, I salute you. How many copies of my video you made?
Well, I quit counting. I tell you, so many, it's got so confusing. I quit counting at 5,212. Now I'm putting out the DVDs on the burner. I'm not going to count them. It's just too confusing. But it took me 5 years to do that, you know. But anyway, Mr. Jones, you think we're winning this thing? I think people are starting to wake up. I really believe
this. Well, it's like this. The bully was pushing us around, punching us in the nose. Pushed us down on the ground, was sitting on us, spitting on us, laughing at us. I remember being about 11 when something like that first happened. I was a sweet little kid, and he was doing that. And finally, I just got mad and threw the bigger kid off me, started stomping on his head. And we're at the point of deciding to throw him off us right now. We're getting to the point of going, you know, they're going to be spitting on me and shitting on me and hitting me. I might as well just throw this guy off me. So we're just, yeah. But, you know, the bully may fight back, but so what?
Well,
we may get our teeth knocked out. It's better than licking this creature's boots.
Yeah, right, right. And I just wanted to call in and check what you know. Sometimes I don't call as much, but I appreciate what you're doing, my friend, and I appreciate the tapes. And I hope everybody takes advantage of these tapes, you know, because I'm telling you, I really believe the tapes make a difference. I really believe that in my heart. I wouldn't be doing this, Mr. Jones.
I appreciate the call, Charles. Keep it up. I mean, yesterday I went on like a 15-mile bike ride. I'm trying to get in shape. And part of it was around the downtown hike and bike trail, and this big old mean-looking homeless guy comes out in the middle of the path, out in the middle of nowhere, and says, I like that bike. Give me that bike. And you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. But I figured that guy was probably the type who would mess with a woman or something. So I just threw my bike down, jumped off, and I was with my friend, and I said, if you want it, come and take it. And he ran back in the woods. But I don't know. I mean, and I'm not even a tough guy, folks, but it's that attitude. You know, just throw the bike down. You want it, take it. If you want it, take it. If you want to come get it. And then I saw another crew of these guys harassing somebody else, and luckily the bike cops were on them. And that's good. That's what officers are supposed to do. But I'm telling you. And maybe it was, you know, dumb. But I'm just sick of it. Plus, I was all in an adrenaline rush, been going up and down hills for a couple of hours already at that time. And I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of bullies. I like that bike. Give me that bike. I just, boom, you want some? Come and take this bike. I mean, I'm just sick of it. Who's up next here? All right, Andrea in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to comment about your earlier remarks about the Quran and the toilet. You're right. They're doing a lot more extreme things with the Quran. But I think,
and again, that has not been retracted. We have dozens of articles.
Oh,
they put it out, then retract it to make it sound like it isn't true.
Well, and I think what it does is it conditions people to accept this as okay. But also, I think, I mean, I've been watching fellow Christians, and I've been appalled. Because the reaction is like, oh, well, those awful Muslims and that heathen, you know, the false doctrine.
I've heard them on talk radio.
Yeah.
They're subhuman.
I mean,
this is talk like we heard in Nazi Germany.
Well, yeah, it's what Robert J. Liston in his 8 Characteristics of Mind Control called dispensing with existence.
You first have to demonize a subgroup, train the public to use the machinery of the police state on them, so the public will accept its use on themselves.
And
Christian
also,
conservatives are the main real target of all this.
Oh, yeah.
So many of them get off. Folks, having people rape these men is not Christian.
That is not moral. That is not Christian. And I think somehow, if we're going to do this little, like what you described with the web page, having a concise thing after you've got all the articles.
My frustration was there's 10 things I want to write an info page on today.
Yeah.
It's every day. I mean, to properly analyze it all.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's important people buy our videos and support us, because that's what it's going to take for me to get all this work done.
Mm-hmm. Well, my comment is too that
what's happened is less money's coming in than ever, but I'm just spending every red cent more trying to get people trying to hire the brains that can do this.
Yeah. My comment is, too, that somehow we have to get conservative Christians to think. They're not thinking about the implications of things either. They're not thinking about, okay, this government that you think is so wonderful that's doing all these psychological operations on the Muslims, what makes you think that those same powers to repress are not going to be turned on us?
Well, look around you. Thanks for the call. Great points. Look around you. A prison is being built. National ID cards, retina scanners in airports, thumb scanning to buy and sell, the grid going in, police in black ski mask uniforms, armored vehicles everywhere, all this stuff going in, asset forfeiture seizure, all these new gun laws. And the average person has no idea. Joe, where are you calling us from?
Colorado.
Welcome.
I'd just like to second what that other guy said about making copies. If everybody make a few dozen copies, place them on windshields, label them, say you make 100 copies, you could educate a lot of people that aren't getting your program as it is.
Well, I've had calls from New Zealand, Canada, Mexico, Austin. Please stop putting your videos on windshields, or please keep it up. But I mean, please do it. The point is, because you guys are out there doing it, and I commend you.
There you go. And what do people do about this? Maybe I've done too much. I've been getting hit by this pain from a distance weapon. What do you? I mean, you can't go to the cops. They'll say, "Well, you're paranoid," or it's not fun. I mean, what can you do?
Well, I'd have to have more details, sir.
Well, at night you get the treatment if you're an activist like me. That's all I can say.
Are you close to a military base?
I travel a lot, and evidently I've stirred up a lot of people by doing what I just suggested, and I'm targeted wherever I go, and it's, you know, what can I say? I'm not technologically minded, but I know when
I wonder why I'm not targeted.
I don't know. I'm a small fry that they can pick on, I guess.
Well, I'm not saying that doesn't happen because we have a lot of evidence those programs go on. And it's funny, a major law enforcement magazine publication, Shomertech, sells these hyper-little sonic weapons. It says our officers love to use it. It rallies to make everybody sick to do that, but they don't have the forces to do that in mass. I'm not saying that's not happening to you, but 99% of people that doesn't happen to. And I'm not saying it's psychosomatic, sir. You might have high blood pressure or something.
No, it's beyond that. But thanks anyway, and I hope they make copies.
All right, keep it up, my friend. I mean, look, I'm not... That's the problem of all of this. Some of that stuff does go on, but it's few and far between, and it mainly is on activists. I mean, they've got a super nausea machine, and the nauseator is the little one, and it they say they do use it. And we've demonstrated one on TV before.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Live in Central Texas or surrounding areas. Some folks I'm hearing are coming in as far away as New Mexico and Oklahoma, Arkansas. I'm going to be showing my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, really my 2.5-plus-hour mini-series, 2 showings. Now that's going to be June 3rd, Friday, June 3rd, at the Alamo Draft House, downtown Austin, at 7 and 10 p.m. I'll also take questions and have a little speech at the end of each showing. And then again the next Wednesday at the Alamo Draft House, South Austin, on South Lamar, 8 p.m. On June 8th, the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, they got hamburgers, pizza, all that great stuff, malts, you name it. It's a lot of fun right there at your table while you watch the movie. And I'm going to be there, books, videos, a lot of great like-minded people. Three separate showings, details at InfoWars.com. I recommend you go ahead and buy your tickets beforehand. People are asking me which showing to go to. All three are going to be great. All three are going to be great, but I suggest you go ahead and get your tickets beforehand via their Safe Secure shopping cart. To get a hard copy of Martial Law or any of my 12 films or any of the other films and books I carry, go to InfoWars.com or PresentPlanet.com to order hard copies via the Safe Secure shopping cart. Or call toll-free. The operators can answer all your questions, tell you about the films, the different mega discounts. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, or you can simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch all my films, read my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews, all of them, whenever you want, at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have monthly and yearly subscriptions available, and we've now passed, we've gone into our 13-month or 14-month, over a year now, continually operating PrisonPlanet.tv, and it just gets better every day. New media being added daily. Let's go to Troy in Florida. Troy, welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to make a comment that what you're doing for the American people is a great thing, and I thank you for putting out your videos.
Well, I'm doing it for my family, and I'm doing it because God's commanded me to.
I agree with that, and I tell you, we got to wake America up because we're losing our country in leaps and bounds.
We are.
And I tell you, I'm terrified for my family. And I have two children and my wife, and I'm terrified every day reading the newspaper and seeing what's going on with illegal immigration. And I emailed you last week. I sent you the Billboard news story I came across about a week ago.
Which billboard?
The Spanish billboard where they crossed out.
We had guests on a few weeks ago about that.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show every day. If I miss you during the day, I tune in at night over the internet, and I thank you for your program.
No need to thank me. I thank you for listening and being involved, and know that standing up to these bullies is the best course.
And I got to tell you one other thing. You know, when you try to tell people about 9/11 being an inside job, you know, coming across a lot of people that look at you like you're nuts, like you're crazy. You know, they believe the whole brainwashing thing that the government.
It's hard to talk to them. It's better to give them a video.
Exactly. So another video besides yours, 9/11, the police state, I'm going to make copies of is in plain sight. I think that they.
It's all good to get people thinking.
Exactly. And you look at Building 7, like you pointed out. And
well, Larry Silverstein says they blew it up.
I saw that documentary. Went right down the library and got it, and I saw it, so I know he said it. I mean,
yeah, you can go get the PBS documentary at the library, but they do not sell it anymore, and they won't say why.
Oh, I wonder why.
Oh, we blew it up, uh-huh, and then the firefighters told the AP that. It clearly gets blown up. I mean, what more do you need?
Yeah, and like you stated, if one part of it is a lie, you know, it's all a lie.
The whole thing's a lie. That's the wild conspiracy theory. Thanks for the call, Troy.
Thank you.
You bet. Go ahead and get Michael Rivero on for What Really Happened. We'll take calls throughout this hour, and I'll just throw news items out at Michael Rivero as well. Then in the third hour, Big Jim Tucker, just back from the Bilderberg Group, we'll re-air that little CNN clip where they say, oh, yeah, they want world government, but that's good. Just now out in the open admitting it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.